This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the skincare and beauty channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are speaking with Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. In the book, Deborah summarizes the skin's biologic processes and effective DIY skin care practices, including the use of cosmeceuticals and cosmetic dermatology. Welcome, Deborah, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is ours. Happy holidays to you. I know you're awfully busy this time of year. So tell us, Deborah, why is it important to take care of our skin, and how do the methods described in your book differ from common skincare practices today?
Well, your skin is your largest organ, so it's vital to take care of it, and whatever you do for your skin contributes to your overall health, and so it's a part of a healthy lifestyle. Now, how my book differs is that the practices that are described in the book are really this underground world of do-it-yourself skincare that's described by skincare enthusiasts on skincare internet forums. And what I did was I researched all of this. It's all based on scientific research, and summarized all of these methods to make them more available to the public. So these include using active ingredients or cosmeceuticals and adding those to your existing creams, or purchasing tools that are cosmetic dermatology tools used in med spas and by dermatologists, but that have been modified for home use. So my book describes how to use these things and where to get the resources and references in case you want to read about it yourself.
And what are the advantages of doing it yourself skincare? Get into that if you would.
Yeah, well, when you do it yourself, you know what's going into your product. Now, you can start, if you're going to be using active ingredients and preparing your own cosmeceuticals, you can use an existing skin cream that you purchase and add the active ingredients to that. You can control the concentration of the active ingredients, or you can even prepare your own creams as well. But the bottom line is that you can control the substances that you're applying to your skin, as well as the concentration. So, you know, some of these lower cost creams may have too low of concentrations of active ingredients to be effective on your skin to really see results. And the ones that do have effective concentrations may cost $300 a month for your supply. And so when you do it yourself, you can actually make these high quality premium skin creams at a lower cost. But also, when you're doing do-it-yourself skincare, you know, you can schedule your self-care at your own leisure and convenience and do it at home, so you don't have to make appointments and go someplace. And you can also develop a simple and quick personal routine to fit your lifestyle. But if you want, you can prepare your own advanced treatments based on your conditions that you want to treat. So those are just some of the advantages of do-it-yourself skincare.
And what do you recommend as a basic skincare routine? What would be the effects, and who should be using it?
Well, everybody. So men and women, you know, and of all adult ages can use these practices. And the things that I'm going to tell you about the basics are really the foundation for a simple and effective skincare routine. And they're not in any special order of importance or anything. They're all important. But sun avoidance, whether you're covering up, staying in the shade, or using a scarf to cover, or sunscreen, make sure that you stay out of the sun. UVA rays go through cloud cover and are effective from dawn to dusk. So you want to not only block UVB rays, but UVA rays. Also, lymphatic facial massage. Your lymph system doesn't have its own pumping system, so you need to massage or get some physical movement in to make sure that you get the lymph system flowing, which removes waste from your bloodstream. That's very important. Using a vitamin A at night, either retinol or retin-A, or there's other forms, and then a vitamin C serum every morning. a little bit of facial exercise goes a long way, because just like your body's muscles atrophy and sag, and your facial muscles will do the same, and your skin is laying on those muscles. So keep your muscles strong, your skin's going to look better. And it's really vital to exfoliate and to remove dead skin cells, to encourage new skin cell formation. And then cleansing is very important. And honestly, all you need is a microfiber cloth and then the oil cleansing method, OCM method. And those basics, those are the basics for an excellent do-it-yourself home skincare program.
Certainly some excellent information. What is your opinion about standard skincare and retail products? I'd be interested to hear your take on all that.
Yeah. You know, I don't use it, and I haven't for many years. I'll use a few. There's a few products out there that I'll use. But the reason why I don't use it is when you look at the ingredients of these skincare products, which are unregulated as well, you know, often it's a very long list of ingredients that you can't understand. Well, I don't like that. In the products that I consume or you apply to my skin, I like to understand what's going on my skin. So I don't like the products that have a lot of ingredients and a lot of synthetic ingredients and fillers, and especially fragrances and perfumes. Also, they may not, as I mentioned earlier, they may not have the concentrations that you're hoping for, you know. And the ones that might have the concentrations that you're hoping to use, the higher active ingredient concentrations, you know, may be prohibitive. Who can afford buying a, you know, 1 ounce jar of cream for $300 every month, as well as then you've got your cleansers and your toners and your serums and et cetera, et cetera. So I think the cost and the effectiveness and some products that we really don't want to apply to our skin are in current retail products now.
Today we're joined by Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skincare, here on eHealth Radio Skincare and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Deborah, does a person have to change their routine drastically to achieve effective results from using DIY skincare practices?
Well, it is going to seem drastic because it's going to be very different than just going to the drugstore and buying your cleanser and your toner. But it's also going to be simplified, and once you establish your new routine, it's going to be simplified, and you're going to be using premium ingredients at a lower cost. But expect to modify your habits when you're doing this. Let's see. There's a few things that you can do, like purchasing a raw silk microfiber cloth, and that's going to take care of most of your cleansing needs. Or establishing this oil cleansing method, you'll never have to buy another cleanser again. This is one that you can make for pennies, very effective, using super high quality ingredients. It's a blend of castor oil with a carrier oil, and I like to use raw organic carrier oils. So they're just full of nutrients and vitamins. But those are some of the changes, and I describe in the book the types of things that you'll need to purchase and where you can get them from. A lot of these items are not readily available at your retail stores, your brick-and-mortar stores, but there are internet stores that make it very easy to find the products at a good price, and they'll be delivered to your home, and you can start your own do-it-yourself skincare system pretty easily. Whenever you begin a new routine, it takes 6 weeks for skin cell turnover. So what you'd want to do is wait to see the effects for about 6 weeks. And to help you to monitor your progress, you can take a photograph of your skin in good light and take it before you start your new routine, and then 6 weeks later in the same light at the same time of day, and use those photos to help you to monitor your progress.
And that is certainly a great idea there. After establishing a new basic skincare routine, what is next, and are there advanced levels of DIY skincare and treatments that target specific conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's going to be a transition to develop a new skincare routine. And once you make that transition and embrace your new simplified yet premium skincare routine, you're going to allow for about 6 weeks for your skin cell turnover to occur and for you to assess your results. And then you make a decision, you know, do you want to continue with your existing new routine, or do you want to incorporate some advanced treatments? It may be a new serum. Maybe you want to address hyperpigmentation. You'd identify the situation that you want to address in your skin, whether it's sagging muscles or fine lines or hyperpigmentation. And then you can identify a few alternatives to address those needs. So, for example, for hyperpigmentation, you might start using a niacinamide glucosamine serum, which not only reduces hyperpigmentation but can prevent it from happening in the future. So you can also get more advanced than that as well by starting to use cosmetic dermatology tools. There are FDA-approved devices for home use, for laser, there's microneedling, there's LED light, so there's a variety of options. My book describes the benefits of the different options. And, you know, really, you can identify what your time requirements and your resources are and develop a routine that fits your lifestyle.
How would you say a lifestyle impacts skin?
Well, that is a fundamental part of healthy skin, and it is very important. And in the book, I don't research and, you know, I'm not a nutritionist or anything, although for 3 decades or so, I've done my own personal research, come up with my own personal healthy lifestyle routine. And I do make recommendations in the book based on my own opinions. But the reality is that the food that you eat and exercise and increasing your circulation and also how you manage stress all impact your lifestyle. So it's very important to start looking at your lifestyle and incorporating healthy routines wherever possible for your own personal health. But, you know, when your skin is healthy, it really looks beautiful.
That is so true, without a question. Of course, during this busy holiday season, what are your skincare recommendations?
Well, I would say that, you know, one thing about a healthy lifestyle is eating an anti-inflammatory diet. You can say it a million different ways, but sugar, when we eat sugar or very refined products, that results in acidifying our bodies, which causes inflammation, and inflammation is at the root of all disease. So that's going to impact your skin as well. So what you want to do is try to eat an anti-inflammatory diet, which is to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables and try to keep an alkaline balance, reduce the sugar intake. So you're going to, you know, of course you want to enjoy the season's pleasures, but you also want to make sure that you don't overdo it on the sugars and creating unwanted inflammation in your body. And you're going to want to exercise to manage your stress, maintain your circulation. You know, it's as simple as taking a walk. And you know what? A walk with your family or your children or your husband or your partner or your friends is really a joyous thing, and it's very good for everybody. And it's, I know everybody's busy, but it's very important to stop and rest, and to rest your mind, you know, and to also have good sleep hygiene and make sure you get sufficient sleep, because the only time your brain can clear the waste out of its system is when you sleep. So you want to make sure to get sufficient rest and sleep. And it's good to know that when you are feeling stress, you know, and stress is a very useful thing in an emergency, but it's not good to be stressed out all the time, because your body produces cortisol, and cortisol degrades collagen. So you want to manage that stress. It's going to help you in a number of ways, not only help your skin look beautiful, but that would be with meditation and mindfulness, however you find that peace. And, you know, gratitude looks beautiful on everybody. When you're appreciating everything in your life, it shows on your face. And also, you know, it's a nice practice to try to just move through life with a slight smile on your face. And science has shown that that little smile, even if you're faking it, results in happy biochemistry in your body. In fact, all of these healthy living things help to make you a happier person, which is going to look wonderful, too. You're going to be very beautiful when you feel at peace and happy and are healthy.
Final 60 seconds. Any concluding thoughts or takeaways here today?
Well, again, remember, skin is our largest organ, and healthy skin is beautiful. It's vital to nourish the skin by maintaining a lifestyle that promotes good health, and holistic self-care addresses each component of the whole for personal health, including nutrition, physical activity, mindfulness, mental challenges, use of pure food and self-care products, good hygiene, and sufficient rest and sleep. And in this integrative, holistic, personal, healthy lifestyle, strive to make choices that positively impact social well-being and environmental care, because this is going to contribute to your personal well-being and promote physical, spiritual, and mental health, which is beautiful.
Well, Deborah, it certainly has been good to have had you back. How about telling our listeners where they can not only connect with you online, but to get more information and how they can purchase your book?
Well, you can visit my website at skinremodelingdiy.com, and that has links to my Twitter feed. Please join me there. I'm sharing not only skincare tips, but also lifestyle tips, and share those with others. You can purchase my book on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and through iTunes as well. And all of those links are available on my website.
Well, that's certainly easy enough. Deborah, once again, thanks for your time today here on eHealth Radio. Happy holidays, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And it certainly always is. We've been speaking with Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skincare, which summarizes the skin's biologic processes and effective DIY skincare practices, including the use of cosmeceuticals and cosmetic dermatology. And once again, for more information and the website that does it all, it's skinremodelingdiy.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skincare and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.